Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Richard Serrett. Join me on Strange Planet for in-depth conversations with the world's top paranormal investigators, alien abductees, Bigfoot trackers, monster hunters, time travelers, alternative archaeologists, remote viewers, and more.
As I was on the way to Area 51, I was stopping on the side of the road and just taking measurements, and I found this one spot where time slowed down by a fraction of a second. It's not supposed to do that.
From the two big categories, animal mutilations and human abductions, you have to conclude that genetic material is being harvested.
Well, I reached for a rifle, and I turned and looked, and it was already moving away, and it was descending the bluff. There's no way any human could have went down it. It was probably a 75-degree angle straight down, almost.
On Richard Serrett's Strange Planet, we're redefining reality. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do not go any further. Turn around. Go home.
There are places all around the world that claim to be haunted, but some of them, for whatever reason, are considered to be much more sinister than others. The homes on this list once belonged to real families, and over time, they've gained a seriously scary reputation. These are the five most haunted houses in the world. Number 5. Borley Rectory, England. Dubbed as the most haunted house in England, the Borley Rectory sits on the outskirts of England in the desolate little town of Borley, close to Suffolk. Built by Reverend Henry Bull in 1862, this structure was put in place of an older rectory that had mysteriously burned down years prior. Legend has it that a 13th century Benedictine monastery once stood on the grounds. One of the monks had fallen in love with a nun who served in a nearby parish, and when the two tried to elope together, their love affair was discovered. The monk was then hung while the nun was bricked up in a wall inside the rectory. Although investigators believe the story is nothing but fiction, it has become part of the lore of the Borley Rectory. Apparently, ever since the Reverend and his family moved into their home, they'd reported seeing a mysterious nun walking around the garden path. Other strange occurrences were also noted, from rappings, unexplained noises, and even poltergeist activity. After Reverend Bull died inside the Blue Room on the property, the area that's purported to be the most haunted today, his son Harry took ownership. After he passed, it went on to Reverend Guy Smith, and he couldn't stand the unusual activity happening there and only lasted a year before moving out. It then went on to Reverend Lionel Foister and his wife, Mary Ann. The couple started experiencing fierce paranormal activity. Rooms would inexplicably lock them in or out. The windows would be smashed and items would start disappearing. Random noises were heard in the home frequently as well, but soon the activity would turn violent. Mary Ann was once thrown out of bed and experienced being suffocated by a mattress when it was held over her face by some unseen force. After years in the rectory, the Foysters finally moved out. However, despite no one living there, reports of paranormal activity continued. Famed journalist and paranormal investigator Harry Price leased the home for a year to conduct further investigation. Along with several other people, he conducted a séance, and the spirit of a young lady named Marie Lair came through. She then revealed her husband had killed her and placed her body in the cellar, and then another spirit predicted that her bones would be discovered after a fire on the property. This proclamation didn't happen until years later when the new owner, Captain W.H. Gregson, accidentally knocked over an oil lamp inside the library. The rectory and home completely burnt down and were in shambles, and it was here that Price decided to excavate the cellar, and sure enough, there were small bones found. Even though the rectory was in ruins after the fire, captured ghost phenomenon still prevailed. Life magazine captured an image during the time, and in it there appeared to be a floating brick. And then another image was snapped that seemed to capture a monk walking by. The Borley Rectory was finally demolished in 1944, but its haunted past continues to live on in infamy. Number 4. The Haunted Vicarage, Sweden. First built in 1876, this old vicarage sits quietly in the small village of Borvatnet in northern Sweden. For over 90 years, it lay peacefully, but in 1927, that all began to change. Then head chaplain Niels Hedlund had moved in during that time and reported experiencing various things he could not explain. In one instance, while doing laundry, he went to the attic to gather more of his belongings, and when he looked outside, he could see an unseen force pulling clothes from off the line. By the 30s, Hedlund was succeeded by Chaplain Tangden, and he too had an unusual experience. When he was sitting down relaxing, he saw an old woman appear in the next room. He got up and headed towards her to ask if she needed anything, but instead, she just vanished right before his eyes. The following decade, it was Otto Lindgren who succeeded as the chaplain, and he lived there with his wife. They would hear disembodied voices, music playing in the hallways, and often saw objects moving by themselves. Another chaplain, Erik Lindgren, moved in 1945. He was unpacking his belongings and decided to take a rest in a rocking chair he had brought with him. As he sat down, he was tipped forward and thrown out of it. He tried again, but the same thing happened. This rocking chair has remained in the home ever since, and reportedly rocks all by itself. Today the house remains intact and has been turned into a bed and breakfast. Guests can stay the night or dine at the restaurant and cafe. One couple visiting had a frightening experience and explained that the husband suddenly felt a force on his arm that dragged him down the stairs and out into the lawn. The couple, of course, refused to go back inside, and instead opted to sleep outside in a tent that night. As for the ghosts living on the property, there are plenty of guesses as to who they might have been. A maid once lived there who became pregnant out of wedlock, and that's when she decided to kill herself on the property. Another story was that of Per Hedlund, whose wife Marta had died while giving birth to her 11th child. Per, in grief, took her body from the morgue and placed it in the home, where he kept it until the villagers finally convinced him to bury her there. Many guests have experienced all sorts of strange occurrences over the years, so if you find yourself in Sweden and looking for a good scare, this might just be the place you'll want to rest your bones. Number 3. KO9 number 81, China. Also called the Kaonai Church, this old French Baroque building, with its distinct red brick walls, has become celebrated as Beijing's most haunted building. Historically, it's unknown who built the actual structure, but over the years it has served as various government offices during the early years of the People's Republic of China. By the 60s, the Red Guard stayed in the building, but for some reason they made a hasty departure. Some say because of the structure's haunted status. Today, the building is in the care of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Beijing. However, it still remains abandoned. People who live near the home say they can often hear the wailing screams of a woman coming from within. The story goes that the building was once owned by a high-ranking nationalist officer who fled the country for Taiwan following the communist victory. He, however, left his wife behind to fend for herself, and in despair, she hanged herself from the rafters. Another strange story about the building is the number of disappearances linked to it. Historians say the structure was initially created for an English priest to be transformed into a church. However, before the building was finished, the priest mysteriously disappeared. When they looked for him, they found a secret tunnel underground that snaked through the nearby neighborhood. There were also three construction workers who had worked on a basement in an adjacent building and decided to break the thin basement wall between their building and that of number 81. Afterwards, they went through it and were never found again. Those who have visited the home experience feeling uneasy while inside, and it's also remarkably cooler in the structure's doorway compared to another home just 50 feet away. Well, the building has been left vacant for almost 50 years. Perhaps we'll hear more about number 81 as soon as the new residents move in. The structure has recently been renovated and given a facelift, and will be up for lease to anyone who dares to take it on. Number 2. Rose Hall, Jamaica. Standing beautifully with its stunning architecture, you wouldn't think the Rose Hall Mansion was haunted. By day, it's a lovely tourist attraction, with its white stone walls and impressive stature. But by night, the 650-acre property becomes the object of horror stories and scary tales. According to legend, the home was once inhabited by a sinister woman named Annie Palmer. Annie was of English and Irish descent, but was born and raised in Haiti. When her parents passed away due to yellow fever, she was adopted by a maid who then taught her voodoo. Afterwards, she married John Palmer and moved to Jamaica, eventually settling down at Rose Hall. Sadly for John, Annie was a controlling woman who had a very violent streak. She allegedly killed him, married two more times after that, and both succeeding husbands were also murdered by her. After that, she didn't remarry, but took on various slave lovers. But she had a habit of killing them too once she grew tired of them. Annie's reign of terror finally ended at the hands of one of her slaves named Taku, who was also a dark magic practitioner. In one version of the story, Annie had cursed Taku's son-in-law, and he retaliated by killing her using dark magic and physical violence. Although some say the story is fiction, the hauntings inside Rose Hall are all too real for those who have experienced them. The ghost of Annie is said to roam around the home. She's been seen riding around on her horse on the plantation grounds, and sometimes she's seen standing on the balcony. Rose Hall is open to the public, with ghost tours offered at dusk. Inside, the house has been refurbished to its former glory along with the signature items that would have made the stay uncomfortable for the slaves in the house. There's even a supposed tomb marked with white crosses where Annie Palmer's remains supposedly lie. So consider giving it a visit the next time you're in Jamaica. Number 1. Monte Cristo Homestead, Australia. In the Australian town of Junee in South Wales sits a wonderful and charming Victorian home, known as the Monte Cristo Homestead. This two-story manor features a gorgeous ornate wraparound balcony and sits on top of a scenic hill overlooking the gorgeous town below. Once belonging to the Crawley family, it was built in 1885 by the head of the household, Christopher Crawley. The family was known to the public as upstanding citizens, but their private life was rife with controversies and the home itself was beset with tragedies. For one, it's believed that daughter Magdalene, who at just only 18 months old, fell off the staircase and died. Some say she was pushed by a disgruntled servant because apparently the Crawleys weren't as kind to their servants as they maintained. Another maid servant had killed herself by throwing herself from the house's balcony, and she did so because she was pregnant with Mr. Crawley's child. Other stories of tragedy persisted, including the death of a stable boy during a fire. A caretaker was also shot and killed on the grounds, and there were rumors that one of the servants kept a mentally disabled man locked up for 30 years there. These tragic incidents have propelled many stories of paranormal experiences over the years. After Mr. and Mrs. Crawley passed away, the structure fell into disrepair and abandoned until it was salvaged by Reginald and Olive Ryan in 1963. Soon after they moved in with their children, they experienced their first haunting. They came home one night to find the home enveloped with light from the inside despite having no electricity yet. They were concerned vandals were in the area and told the children to stay put in the car as they checked it out. But when Reginald and Olive stepped into the front door, all the lights suddenly went out and they found no one inside. The children would hear random noises like footsteps on the second floor, even though at the time it was unusable from the damage. One chilling account is that of Lawrence Ryan, the youngest in the family. When he was just 5 years old, he was left in his room to sleep while the family entertained guests downstairs. His three sisters would take turns checking up on him to make sure he was okay. When one of his sisters peered into the room, she was horrified to see an older gentleman sitting at the foot of a bed, staring at Lawrence. She ran down screaming to her parents, and when they went upstairs to check, no one was there. They believe that that was the ghost of Mr. Crawley, and Mrs. Crawley's ghost has also been reportedly felt and seen. She's deemed more protective and is often heard yelling, "Get out!" to the guests, perhaps warning them about Mr. Crawley and his bad intentions. Various pictures have also been taken by the family and those who have visited, showing what seems to be ghosts captured on film. Today, the Monte Cristo homestead has been turned into a quaint bed and breakfast where guests can brave the night and possibly interact with a ghost or two during their stay. So there were the five most haunted houses in the world. Some houses get passed down to various owners through the years without incident. Others, like the ones on this list, have had such horrific pasts that the original owners, or those they scorned, refuse to ever leave. If you like this video, then please subscribe to our channel and check out some of our cool t-shirts available for purchase. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.